Okay, I'm calling us back into order. We are on general order day two, where amendments may be proposed. ONCA 2333 is an act to authorize and appropriate $2,200,000 to the executive branch for site construction at the Wajaji National Cemetery and to establish an alternate effective date. The sponsor is Congressman Hamilton. Are there any amendments to be proposed? Hearing none, it will advance to third reading after engrossment on the next session agenda. ONCA 2357, to authorize and appropriate the amount of $235,000 to the executive branch for the purchase of an ambulance for Schuyler, Oklahoma, volunteer ambulance services, and to establish an alternate effective date. The sponsor is Congresswoman Lemon. Are there any amendments to be proposed? Hearing none, it will advance to third reading after engrossment on the next session agenda. ONCA 2386, an act to authorize and appropriate the amount of $6 million to the Capital Asset Fund for a new legislative branch building and to establish an alternate effective date. The sponsor is Congresswoman Rivard. Are there any amendments to be proposed? Hearing none, it will advance to third reading on the next session agenda following engrossment. ONCA 2388. An act to authorize and appropriate $50,000 to the court-appointed special advocates of Osage and Pawnee counties as a grant to benefit members of the Osage Nation and the community and to establish an alternate effective date. The sponsor is Congresswoman Shaw. Are there any amendments to be proposed? Hearing none, it will advance to third reading after engrossment on the next session agenda. ONCA 2390, an act to amend 26 ONC 13-103 of the Osage Nation Retained Revenue Fund to put a portion of funds in unobligated funds in the permanent fund and to establish an alternate effective date. Maker, sponsor is Congressman Maker. Are there any amendments to be proposed? Hearing none, it will advance to third reading after engrossment on the next session agenda. ONCA 2391, to authorize and appropriate a supplemental appropriation in the amount of $3,228,256 to the Capital Asset Fund for the purchase of land, design, engineering, and construction of a funeral services facility within the territorial boundaries of the Osage Nation and to establish an alternate effective date. The sponsor is Congressman Maker. Are there any amendments to be proposed? Hearing none, it will advance to third reading after engrossment on the next session agenda. ONCA 23-104, an act to amend ONCA 2294 to provide an appropriation modification and supplemental appropriations to the executive branch in the amount of $533,410 of non-tribal funds and to establish an alternate effective date. The sponsor is Congresswoman Rivard. Are there any amendments to be proposed? Hearing none, it will advance to third reading after engrossment on the next session agenda. ONCA 23-106, an act to provide an appropriation to Tribal Works for fiscal year 2024 in the amount of $887,072 and to establish an alternate effective date. The sponsor is Congresswoman Rivard. Are there any amendments to be proposed? Hearing none, it will advance to third reading after engrossment on the next session agenda. ONCA 23-108, an act to provide an appropriation to CCLPCA in the amount of $33,260,426 in tribal and non-tribal funds and to establish an alternate effective date. The sponsor is Congresswoman Stabler. Are there any amendments to be proposed? Hearing none, it will advance to third reading after engrossment on the next session agenda. ONCA 23-109, an act to authorize and appropriate the amount of $98,700 to the executive branch for the Maria Tall Chief Celebration and Marjorie Tall Chief Statue Unveiling and to establish an alternate effective date. The sponsor is Congresswoman Lemon. Are there any amendments to be proposed? Congresswoman Lemon.
Thank you, Madam Speaker. Page 1, lines 16, 24, and 25, strike 98,700 and insert 109,700.
Second.
There's a motion and a second. Thank you, Congresswoman. And we have that, yes?
You do.
ONCA 23-110, an act to repeal the law and terminate the matching grant fund and to establish an alternate effective date. The sponsor is Congresswoman Rivard. Are there any amendments to be proposed?
Speaker.
Congresswoman Rivard.
Yes, thank you. I'd like to make a motion to amend page 1, line 33, after effective, insert on October 1st, 2023.
Second.
There's a motion and a second. Thank you. ONCA 2381, an act to authorize and appropriate $2 million to the permanent fund and to establish an alternate effective date. The sponsor is Congresswoman Rivard. Are there any amendments to be proposed?
Speaker.
Congressman Hamilton.
I move to make an amendment to page 1, line 16, 23, and 24, strike $2 million and insert $1 million.
Second.
Second.
Motion and a second. Thank you. I also just want to make a quick announcement that the other day I entertained a motion to hold ONCA 2381, 2387, 23102, and 23105 on General Order Day 2 to Monday's agenda, and we are going to keep moving forward. We were waiting to make decisions on some bills that we have made decisions on, so these can move forward. ONCA 2387, an act to authorize and appropriate the amount of $1,920,920 for restricted land maintenance and to establish an alternate effective date. The sponsor is Congresswoman Rivard. Are there any amendments to be proposed?
Speaker.
Congresswoman Rivard.
Yes, I'd like to amend ONCA 2387 on page 5, lines 188 through 189, strike upon signature of Principal Chief or upon signature of the Speaker of the Osage Nation Congress following the legislative override, and insert on January 2nd, 2024.
Second.
There's a motion and a second. Thank you. ONCA 23-102 is an act to provide an appropriation to the judicial branch of the Osage Nation for fiscal year 2024 in the amount of $891,790 of tribal funds and $129,134 of non-tribal funds and to establish an alternate effective date. The sponsor is Congresswoman Shaw. Are there any amendments to be proposed? Hearing none, it will advance to third reading after engrossment on the next session agenda. ONCA 23105, to provide an appropriation to the Community Development Financial Institution in the amount of $629,605 and to establish an alternate effective date. The sponsor is Congresswoman Rivard. Are there any amendments to be proposed?
Speaker.
Congresswoman Rivard.
Yes, thank you. Amending 23105, page 2, lines 48 through 82, strike lines 48 through 82 and insert the following and adjust the totals accordingly.
Second.
Motion and a second. Thank you. Give me just one second, please. ONCA 2383, to provide an appropriation to the executive branch of the Osage Nation in the amount of $20,580,517 in tribal and non-tribal funds and to establish an alternate effective date. The sponsor is Congresswoman Rivard. Are there any amendments to be proposed? Hearing none, it will advance to third reading after engrossment on the next session agenda. ONCA 2384, an act to authorize the IDC departments to expend monies appropriated through the FY24 appropriations bills and to establish an alternate effective date. The sponsor is Congresswoman Rivard. Are there any amendments to be proposed? Hearing none, it will advance to third reading after engrossment on the next session agenda. ONC 2385, to provide an appropriation to the Osage Nation Executive Branch for fiscal year 2024 in the amount of $58,077,313 and to establish an alternate effective date. This sponsor is Congresswoman Rivard. Are there any amendments to be proposed? Hearing none, it will advance to third reading after engrossment on the next session agenda. We are now on General Order Day 3, amendments voted on in the order received. We have one amendment for ONCA 23-100, presented by Congresswoman Stabler. Page 3, line 125.5, insert 10,000. Line 76, insert 20,000. And adjust totals accordingly. Does anyone wish to speak on the amendment? Okay, all in favor of the amendment, signify by saying yes.
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 Any opposed, say no. It passes, thank you. It will be advanced to third reading after engrossment on the next session agenda. We are on bills and resolutions on third reading. ONCA 2392, an act to establish a maternity and paternity benefit for employees of the Osage Nation and to establish an alternate effective date. The sponsor is Congressman Potts. How do you wish to proceed?
I'll close.
Thank you. Does any other member wish to speak for or against? Congressman King.
Thanks, Speaker. I was happy to co-sponsor this bill. I think it's long overdue. I'm glad we're now in line with the federal government for this benefit to offer our employees. You know, our Constitution talks a lot about Osage families. So now we can, you know, make law to match that. And I want to be clear, this could have been changed policy-wise. I mean, necessarily we didn't need a law. And hopefully in the future we can be more efficient where the policy would change, where this body doesn't have to come here and do this. And it's come to my intention that we have bereavement leave for 4 days of paid leave, which I think is also a shame. We had a young woman lose her husband recently, and she's eligible for 4 days of paid leave for 4 days. I think if that doesn't change, that's also something we can look at in the future. So I just humbly ask all my colleagues to support this bill. Thank you.
Thank you. Congresswoman Rivard.
Yes, thank you. I will be voting yes on this piece of legislation. And, you know, definitely some of what Congressman Keene mentioned with regards to policy and law. I do feel like the policies, HR policies, are a function of the executive branch. And although they may not meet the standards that we as Congress folks deem necessary, critical in some areas, I feel like this starts this conversation between both branches, because there are certain pieces that are required in law. Like, we have to ensure that they are treated fairly. We have an ethics code that is, you know, described in our Constitution. The whistleblower hotline, all of these things came to light because of a reaction. And policies are there to protect the employee. Now, that's the way I see it. Not necessarily the organization, but the employee. Procedures are in place to protect an entity. That's the way that I view that. But I most certainly will stand here for any reason to protect the employees. And this is a benefit, and so I made an amendment during committee because I see this as a benefit, not actually a right. It's a privilege, some of our benefits, and along with bereavement, and I'm glad that is described and reflected in our current policies. I think our policies tend to be amended quite often. I am glad to that we have a HR director now. It seems as though he's willing to work with us, and because the goal is working together for the employees and how we operate. As we know, salary and wages are one of our biggest expenses within this government. And but there's also, I feel like our employees have the right to pick up our HR policy and procedures and see exactly what to expect from the entity that they work for. And that needs to be described very, very clearly. They also need to see their protections, either in policy or in our laws, depending on the issue at hand. And so I will be voting yes, and thank you, Congressman Potts, for introducing this piece of legislation. And I look forward to working with the executive branch and the HR director and addressing anything that we need to that needs to be put in law, and maybe having those discussions on policies that do not. So thank you.
Thank you, Congresswoman. Anyone else? Seeing none, hearing none. Congressman Potts, you have the floor.
I'll waive my time.
Thank you. The question is, shall ONCA 2392 pass?
Congressman Big Horse?
Yes.
Congressman Hamilton?
Yes.
Congressman Keene?
Yes.
Congresswoman Lemon?
Yes.
Congressman Maker?
Yes.
Congressman Potts?
Yes.
Congresswoman Redcorn?
Yes.
Congresswoman Rivard?
Yes.
Second Speaker Shaw?
Yes.
Congresswoman Stapler?
Yes.
Congressman Tillman?
Yes.
Speaker Goodfox?
Yes. There is an alternate effective date. All of those in favor of the alternate effective date signify by saying yes.
Yes. Yes. Yes.
Any opposed say no. It passes and will be advanced to enrollment. Thank you. We are now on motions and notices.
Speaker.
Congresswoman Rebar.
Yes, thank you. The Appropriations Committee will meet today. I'd like to begin at 11 a.m., then recess for lunch until 1 and come back. And we are to meet until 6 p.m. unless we address everything. So thank you.
Thank you. Appreciate the long meeting notice. You have a lot on your agenda, and I know that the committee's got a lot of work. I would like to just mention that Rules and Ethics will be meeting to engross, and there's a lot. So if any of you Congress members have the time to assist and help put eyes on all these bills that need to be engrossed that will be voted on Monday, I think that Congressman Hamilton, Congressman Keene, and Congressman Big Horse would appreciate it. So if you can stick around and help out and look things over, look for typos, that's what they're doing, and adding numbers up, I know they would appreciate the help. Congresswoman Rebar.
Yes, I was going to ask, because we have so much in this session, I would like to, as a congressperson, receive the engrossed versions of the bills before I vote. And I was just wondering if that's something that we could have as a body.
You can.
Thank you.
Yes. And I have one more notice. When we are reading out committee reports, the titles, depending on what happened in the committee, if amendments were made and the titles change, those are not reflected in the committee report. And we need to try to be consistent and keep it that way. You're going to see the title change other places. You can actually get a copy of the committee report. That's all on the website. You can ask the clerk for it. But it needs to stay the original way, and it will catch up. The title change will catch up through the tracker and through the engrossed version. But it makes it a little bit confusing. And so if there's any chairs that are asking the clerks to change the committee report title when they're reading it out, we need to not do that. So just a note. All right, thank you. We are now at adjournment.
Motion to adjourn.
until 10 a.m. on Monday?
10 a.m. on Monday.
Thank you. Motion and a second. All those in favor signify by saying yes.
Yes.
Yes. Any opposed, say no. It passes. We will be adjourned until 10 a.m. on Monday. Thank you.